We thrive, like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Buying a new car might make you say things like,
I can't believe it.
Seriously, it's ours?
Is this real life?
Move it!
Yeah, it's real life, all right.
But what you really need to say is something that can protect your new ride.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yep, we're here to help you choose the coverage you need. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Today, layoff notices were sent to 639 employees of Voice of America and the U.S. agency that oversees it, effectively shutting down the outlet that has provided news to countries around the world since World War II. They included employees at VOA's Persian language service who were suddenly called off administrative leave last week to broadcast reports to Iran following Israel's attack. Three journalists working for the Persian service who took a cigarette break had their badges confiscated and were not allowed back in. More than 100 million Americans have to be on alert as extreme heat blankets the nation this weekend. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says his cities will have additional resources available, like cooling sensors, as temperatures are expected to soar into the 90s Saturday with a heat index of 100 to 105.
Over the next few days, make sure that we check in on our loved ones and our neighbors, especially our seniors and those with health conditions, individuals with disabilities.
This is ABC News. Don't wait on weight loss drugs. The new advice from an expert panel.
The new guidance from the American College of Cardiology is we should use GLP-1 and similar drugs earlier and not require patients to first fail lifestyle changes. In major trials, these drugs have been shown to reduce cardiovascular events, improve heart failure symptoms, and help manage fatty liver disease. But there are barriers: limited insurance coverage, high out-of-pocket costs, and supply shortages. Medicare Part D may cover these drugs, but only if patients have diabetes or heart disease, not for obesity alone. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
A group of Democratic lawmakers in Texas is asking Elon Musk to delay the planned rollout of driverless robo-taxis this weekend to assure the vehicles are safe. Seven state legislators asked Tesla to wait until September, when a new law takes effect requiring several checks before autonomous vehicles can be operated without a human. Tesla will start testing a dozen robo-taxis Sunday. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
If you have summer plans, then make Macy's Summer Style Sale your first stop. That's because you'll find amazing deals on exactly what you need to make any summer occasion feel like a getaway. Whether you're headed to the beach or your friend's backyard, we're talking matching sets, airy linen, swimsuits, cover-ups, and so much more for 25 to 50% off. Yeah, up to half off. So no matter where you're going, head to the Summer Style Sale going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guys in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup and delivery available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Happy first day of summer.
Under mixed skies, highs will soar to the mid-80s, which is quite comfortable compared to the extreme heat warning that goes into effect for the entire weekend. But before we get to that, showers and storms are possible late tonight and overnight. Some could be strong. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 85 degrees.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. With hot, humid weather on tap for Wisconsin through the weekend, the State Department of Transportation is advising motorists to be aware of the potential for road buckling. Now, make sure you stay hydrated and limit strenuous outdoor activities. At the Capitol in Madison, state budget talks have broken down as Senate Republicans object to the process involving negotiations between Assembly Republicans and the office of Democratic Governor Tony Evers. A local town board chair in Dodge County was arrested this week in connection to the death of a dog. Chester Town Board Chair Richard Van Buren is accused of strangling a golden retriever that had been found as a stray. He faces a tentative charge of mistreating animals. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Stop at O'Galley Cheese to grab a take-and-bake pizza made right on site with their own cheddar, Romano, and award-winning Asiago and Parmesan cheeses. Make sure to get a scoop or two of chocolate shop ice cream to enjoy. Want to take some home? Pint sizes are also available. O'Galley Cheese is located north of Durand on Highway 25, open 7 days a week for your pizza and ice cream enjoyment.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Annabis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Durand. And Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. The Durand, Arkansas School Board has approved a preliminary budget for the 2025-2026 school year. The budget is expected to be balanced due to savings from new hires, and expenses are expected to be the same. The district is also expecting a slight increase in state funding specifically for special education. The final budget will be approved in October during the annual meeting. The Pepin County Board has approved new camping rates at the Holden Park Campground. Supervisors approved the rates this week. The nightly rate for the standard campsites will be $20 a night. For the four new premium sites, $25 a night. A new monthly rate was established at $500 a month. And for special events, the entire campground can be rented for $300 a night. Supervisors also approved a $25 cleaning fee if a campsite is left and not cleaned up. Internet provider CenturyLink will be paying Wisconsin $450,000 to settle allegations of price misrepresentation. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection alleged that the internet provider committed 240 violations of a Wisconsin law. CenturyLink didn't admit to misrepresenting prices, but agreed to pay the civil fine and investigative costs. Customers in Wisconsin were notified of their eligibility to file a claim following a 2020 class action lawsuit in Minnesota. While home sales fell across Wisconsin in May, they were higher here in western Wisconsin by 2.4%. According to the Wisconsin Realtors Association, Pepin County had 15 homes sold in May, Buffalo 17, Trempealeau 22, Pierce 33, and Dunn County had 54 homes sold. The median price of a home sold in western Wisconsin, $310,000. Statewide, home sales fell 2.1%. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is advising drivers to stay alert for cracks in the pavement. Temperatures in the state are expected to be in the 90s over the weekend, which the department says can cause pavement to buckle. Drivers are being asked to carefully drive on highways, with highway crews repairing those buckles. Now, serious pavement issues should be reported by calling 911. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25, Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
One person is dead and another is arrested after an incident in Wabasha County Wednesday. According to the Wabasha County Sheriff's Department, deputies were called to the West Newton area for a woman severely injured. Deputies found 36-year-old Melissa Hunt injured. She would later die at St. Elizabeth Healthcare. The suspect, 44-year-old Craig Hamster of Rochester, was later arrested by Olmsted County Sheriff's deputies in the Chester Woods area and is being held in the Wabasha County Jail while the investigation into Hunt's death continues. Severe storms moved through western Wisconsin last night. There were reports of golf ball-sized hail near Exile in Pepin County. Other reports of damage to crops and trees due to the hail were also reported. The weekend is expected to bring heat with temperatures in the 90s and heat indices above 100. An excessive heat warning is in effect for the entire WRDN listing area for the weekend. Menominee is celebrating the opening of a new overlook near downtown. A ribbon cutting was held Thursday at the Hydro Dam and Tainter Gate Historic Overlook Plaza. Xcel Energy began the project in 2023 to stabilize the dam and protect the embankment from erosion. The new overlook offers views of the dam, the lake, and the river. New child sex charges have been filed for a Trempealeau County man already on the sex offender registry. Prosecutors say 57-year-old James Devenport was charged earlier this week, facing 10 counts of sexual assault of a child. Police say a now 36-year-old victim told them Devenport assaulted her hundreds of times before she turned 13, causing permanent physical damage. The victim says the assaults only stopped when he was in prison for another sexual assault case. Devenport is currently incarcerated and is due in court for the new charges in September. A La Crosse man has been accused of possessing child pornography. Arresting documents say Daniel Oyer was taken into custody Wednesday during a traffic stop. This after the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children received a cyber tip earlier this month. The 35-year-old is facing two counts of possession of child porn. He was released on bond and has a pretrial hearing set for next Wednesday. Minnesota's battle against the spongy moth will hit the southeastern parts of the state next month. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture says it will spray 7 sites from July 1st through the 3rd. The affected counties include Winona, Houston, and Fillmore. Low-flying planes will be spraying a non-toxic substance that contains pheromones. They're supposed to confuse the male moths and reduce mating. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging everyone to help out pollinators. It's Pollinator Week, and the DNR says you can help year-round with a few simple lawn care habits, volunteering and supporting the Endangered Resources Fund. Most of Wisconsin's pollinators are bees, butterflies, and moths, but pollinators also include hummingbirds and some beetles and flies. You can help them by planting native plants in trees, adding host plants for butterfly larvae, and maintaining a yard free from pesticides and herbicides. More pollinator tips can be found on the DNR website. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
See website for details. Bills Happen is not a lender and does not make credit decisions.
Hey, Bills Happen. So when you need extra cash fast, go to BillsHappen.com. Have you been turned down? Are your credit cards maxed out? Do you have bad credit? Go to BillsHappen.com. All you need is a job and a checking account. You can find a lender and get up to $5,000 cash as early as tomorrow at BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com is the smart way to get a personal lender now. So if you need extra money for car repairs, medical bills, family emergencies, whatever you need cash for, go to BillsHappen.com and you can get the money you need as soon as the next day, up to $5,000. At BillsHappen.com, our process is safe, secure, and all online. No one to deal with in person. And BillsHappen does not charge you any fees to use our service. It's easy. When you need a lender, just remember, when bills happen, go to BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com for the cash you need now. BillsHappen.com.
Blaney on treacherous tunnel turn. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Welcome.
It's about to get pretty wild here.
To more where that came from.
Go get it done.
More fresh starts.
Green, 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 green.
And fantastic finishes. More risk.
Trouble, turn number three.
More reward. More chaos, more chills, and more thrills. Welcome to more what you asked for, and a whole lot more to come. Welcome to NASCAR. The NASCAR Cup Series brought to you by Busch Light at Pocono. Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on Prime Video.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Brian Blaney, defending winner at Pocono Raceway, explained why Turn 2 at the Tricky Triangle is considered one of the most notorious corners in NASCAR. Known as the Tunnel Turn, as it crosses over the track's infield tunnel, it is shaped like the turns at Indianapolis Motor Speedway and has plagued drivers for decades.
That corner has just become trickier and trickier every single time that we go back because with all three corners being so different, especially turns three being super flat, you're trying to run your car as low as possible. But when you run your car as low as possible, then you get to this bumpy, extremely rough turn two in the tunnel, your car is going to hit the racetrack or bottom out the shock limiters. And so it makes it really tough to kind of balance that out.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Hey, get in.
What? Who are you?
I'm future you.
Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Brewers' border battle continues, just on a different border. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. After a high-wire win at Chicago against the Cubs on Thursday, the Brewers' road trip continues tonight in Minnesota. The Twins 37-37 on the season, 10 games behind first-place Detroit in the American League Central. The Brewers are tied with the Cardinals for second place in the NL Central. They're 5.5 games back of the first-place Cubs. Your pitching matchup tonight, Jacob Mizorowski against Joe Ryan. Midwest League Baseball tonight, Beloit plays host to Cedar Rapids. The Timber Rattlers are at West Michigan. College basketball, the annual Wisconsin-Marquette clash today was officially set for Saturday, December 6th. That's not much of a surprise. That's when they usually play. This year, the game is in Madison. Also, the Badgers will reportedly be part of a four-team basketball field at the 2025 Feast Week in San Diego. They'll be joined by Providence, TCU, and defending national champion Florida. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Baseball and girls soccer state tournaments wrap up the spring sports season. I'm Norbert Durst, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world. More high school season. I'm Norbert Durst, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world. More high school sports news after this.
What makes a trip to the water park capital of the world an experience all your own? You can do it your way with your family. Pick your rides, your slides. You're about to have the time of your life. Water parks? We're on your wavelength. Boat tours? Your ship has come in. Dining? Eat your heart out and then get your just desserts. Hop in a go-kart. Your chariot awaits. Find a wave pool and have your day in the sun. Wisconsin Dells. Do it your way. Plan your trip today at wisdells.com.
The 77th annual WIAA Baseball State Tournament, which started on Monday, will crown four state champions Thursday in Grand Chute. In Division 4, Johnson Creek plays Pacelli at 9 a.m. The Division 3 title game has Kewaunee going up against Kenosha St. Joseph at noon. In Division 2, Seymour plays New Berlin Eisenhower at 3 p.m. And the Division 1 title game pits Badger against Muskego at 6 p.m. Moving to girls soccer, the 42nd annual WIAA State Tournament will take place from Thursday through Saturday in Milwaukee. In Division 1 semifinals, Muskego meets Kimberly and Arrowhead faces Madison West. In Division 2, Pewaukee plays River Falls and Brookfield Center will face Sauk Prairie. Moving to Division 3, Catholic Memorial is going up against West Salem and Edgewood faces Keele. And finally, Division 4. Xavier takes on Lake Country Lutheran, and Washburn will face the Izaaki Random Lake Co-op. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Brought to you by OnX Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. If you want to shorten your learning curve when it comes to your sonar and what you're seeing on the screen, there's one really good way to do it, and I'll tell you what it is, but first...
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Colt Ringer from AquaView says that underwater viewing systems are becoming a staple in many anglers' boats. And where they really come in handy is when you want to understand exactly what you're seeing on your sonar screen. When you see something that looks interesting, All you have to do is make sure that you position your boat so it's either anchored with an actual anchor or using your bow mount trolling motor to maintain that position, and then send down the camera. You're looking at the sonar screen, but you're also looking at the camera screen that's telling you exactly what is down there that is of interest. It might be fish, but then again, it might be something else like vegetation. It might be something just floating. And after a while, what you discover is that when you see something on the sonar, after having viewed it through the camera lens enough times, you begin to understand exactly what you're looking at on that sonar screen. Then you're using the camera more to figure out exactly what the species is, what exactly the structure looks like, and using that to pinpoint your location. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been From the Pages of the Outdoor News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Happy first day of summer. Under mixed skies, highs will soar to the mid-80s, which is quite comfortable compared to the extreme heat warning that goes into effect for the entire weekend. But before we get to that, showers and storms are possible late tonight and overnight. Some could be strong. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 85 degrees.
Markets today have had some outside market influences, but what's the overall feel of what we're seeing in both the corn and the soybeans? That's where we're going to kick it off today. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network, and I'm Susan Littlefield. We're being joined today by Jeff Peterson. Jeff is with Heartland Farm Partners. So what is, as you look at both corn and soybeans at this point, what's the kind of feel and direction you seem to be getting from that trade?
Well, you know, as you sit back and look at it, big picture, we'd had some nice strength that was happening in the soybean market. Now, unfortunately, we're not seeing that here today. We're actually closing on our lows here today. You know, corn has just been struggling. And the way I kind of sum it up best is that currently what we have is the funds are long on the soybean side. They're short on the wheat side. They're short on the corn side. And so what that's caused us to do is, as we move along, continue to see, especially in the old crop corn side, we've just continued to see any little bounce in there has been sold, and that's given us weakness in that market. Now, over on the soybean side, we've had a lot of help that came out from the proposed numbers from the RVO that went ahead and drove up the price of soybean oil, which has improved crush margins. And we know, based off of what we saw from the NAPO crush numbers that last week, that soybean oil stocks are some of the tightest we've had going all the way back to 04. So that's really kind of helped us on the crush margin side. And that had been giving both the old and the new crop soybean market some strength until we came in today. But that's kind of where we're sitting right now and how the markets look, Susan.
So did it come as a surprise to you that we saw those highs overnight in the soy oil compartments?
Well, no, it really didn't. I think on the soybean oil side, the other component to that, you know, besides what we've seen out there for the proposed RVO numbers, we have to look that we continue to see some, you know, strength in that crude oil market. And the crude oil market we know has picked up strength. It's got a conflict premium, we'll call it this time, because what we're seeing in the conflict or war, whatever you want to call it, between Israel and Iran. And I think the market continues to try to price in a little bit of premium into energies overall, because they're probably pretty confident that we may not see much additional infrastructure demand in Iran from, you know, say from Israel. But one of the things that they have to keep in mind is what could Iran end up doing with the Strait of Hormuz? And the reason that's such a big deal is that about 20% of all the world's oil production from the export side does flow through there. Now, if that happened, then what we would see, instead of having this crude oil market sitting here in the 75s, very quickly, if that happened and it looked like it was going to be drawn out for a while, you'd very quickly see crude oil, you know, 100 or more. And then in that case, that would spill over and that would give us strength, additional strength over there on the soybean side. I also believe that would also then give us strength over there on the corn side also.
So how much do you see funds playing into the role of the markets at this point?
Yeah, the funds, they're playing a big role right now. It's probably the most seen over there on the corn side, in particular on the old crop corn. And I believe the way they're playing this is that, you know, if you look all the way back to February, they've been in the process of selling off from their long position all the way to their short position. You know, from where they peaked out, they probably have sold off over, you know, 2.5 billion bushels of corn. And they were confident doing that, and it's rewarded them well so far. And what they continue to see here is that we have enough old crop corn to get through, even though the stocks are tight. And even though we are very tight on the world basis, they go, you know what, we've got enough to get through because we've got that Safrina corn crop. Now, that Safrina corn crop is coming off very slowly. As a matter of fact, as of right now, honestly, harvest is only just a little bit under 10%, and that's lagging where we should be for this time. A couple reasons for that would be, one, that the moisture of the crop itself is staying, you know, rather high, and that's really been because we've had some late-season rains that have kept that crop in pretty good condition. We also know that because of the very dry conditions we had last fall, that Safrina corn crop did get planted a little bit later than what they'd like to, so that's part of the reason that we're seeing that harvest go slow. But since the harvest is going on, what the market knows is that there's a crop coming out of South America. It hasn't hit the export channels completely yet that is going to be ready and available to go out and be able to handle the needs of those different world buyers.
Well, we've got some temperatures that are warming up around the Midwest, not just in Nebraska and Kansas. Why are we not seeing the grains, specifically that is the corn market, react to these 100 plus temperatures for the next couple of days?
You know, normally this time of year when we see those type of forecasts coming in, we would normally say that, you know what, we sure would expect to look at the corn market and see it up strongly. But I think a few things that we're seeing there. One is that it doesn't look like it's going to be a stationary ridge it's going to set up in here. Secondly, we've had some moisture a little bit ahead of it. Even though we're a little bit tight on the subsoil moisture side in parts of Nebraska and also parts in western Iowa spilling on over into the northern parts of Illinois, I think they believe that there's been enough moisture here lately to kind of get us by. The other side of that also is the fact that if you look at the next 7 days, there is going to be some storms that are coming over the top of that ridge. It's going to dump some pretty heavy precip, and we'll see whether or not it materialized or not in parts of, you know, Nebraska, Iowa, on into Minnesota, maybe catching parts of Wisconsin as it goes, you know, north and east. And as a result of that, I think they believe that the crops will be just fine. We'll be able to get past these warm conditions. Now, what could happen as we go forward, if for some reason we see that heat persist, or if we see the heat persist and then also along with that see some of the precip back off, which there's been a lot of talk that that could happen. It just hasn't materialized. You know, that's the type of thing that it would take to keep this market moving higher, Susan.
Well, we're continuing our conversation this afternoon with Jeff Peterson. He's with Heartland Farm Partners. And Jeff, you talk about the weather from a corn perspective. My understanding, it's brought some concerns as well for this wheat, trying to get the harvest done. Too much rain in areas of the Texas, Oklahoma panhandle up into Kansas with some quality concerns. What are you hearing out there? And is it that much of a concern? Is the market's just looking for something?
Well, I think a few things. If you look back to last Wednesday, and it seems like a long time ago with the no trade yesterday, but we look back to this Wednesday and, you know, wheat had a really strong trade. And a lot of that was coming because we saw some weather conditions, some rain, some winds come across parts of Kansas. And there is some concern there and what that did to the wheat crop. We've continued to have wetness that's came across, you know, parts of Oklahoma, northern parts of Texas. And there has been a lot of talk that we would see some quality problems developing in that crop. And when we see those quality problems developing, we know ultimately that would drive up our price of what we're going to see on the wheat side, but it also could be a big competitor then if we've got some additional wheat that's going to be, you know, food or a feed grade that's going to spill over then and compete with corn. The other thing we've seen that's given the wheat, gave the wheat market a little bit of strength is we've seen some dryness showing up part, you know, across the parts of Europe, on over into the Ukraine, also over into the major grain producing areas in the southern part of Russia. And as a result, that did give the market a little boost, you know, as we ended trade on Wednesday. Haven't seen the carry through or, you know, have the follow through into trade today, but I still think there would be a possibility to see that happen.
Well, we did see some export purchases announced this morning. Besides that, how do you see demand for both corn and soybeans going?
You know, overall demand is really holding in there very well. To give you an idea, this morning we had around 900,000 metric tons of corn was what the corn export number was. And as of right now, we'd only need about 9,000. So we basically, for all practical purpose, have met USDA's numbers. As a result, probably going down the road, it does open the door to see an additional increase on the demand side, especially as it relates to the exports, probably 50, 60 million bushels. And overall, on the bean side, had a really nice number, I think, for this time of year on the beans. Now, what's really interesting here is that right now on the bean side, you know, we're very competitive on beans. And as a matter of fact, we could see some of our exports increase here. On the corn side, it'll be just the opposite going forward. I think we can come in, as I mentioned, even higher than where we're at on the export side. But we are going to have some heavy competition coming in from South America, in particular that safrinha corn crop.
And that's something that we've been expecting, especially since they sounds like their numbers, as you mentioned, are doing pretty good.
Yes, they are. Overall, they are doing good.
So where do we see, is there the possibility for the move for the corn and the soybeans to see some higher numbers?
Yeah, we do believe going down the road. We think there's more room on the soybean side. Probably not a lot yet, but there is some more room. There would be definitely more room if we'd get some weather conditions that were, you know, hot and dry coming in here. Over on the corn side, we've been disappointed in the corn action. We think we will get some additional hot, dry conditions that will come in to give us a bounce in the market, but something that we have to be aware of and think about. We are sitting here on June 20th. If for some reason the weather conditions would hold in here and we would have some good weather conditions over the next 2 weeks, and then as we look out 2 weeks after that, the weather forecast doesn't look threatening, that's at the point then where we have to say, you know what, the funds have leaned on this thing, the market's kind of turned in here, and at that point then we'd have to be looking for some lower prices, Susan.
So where do you think quarterly stocks and Planet Acres report end of month will be sitting?
Yeah, that's a big, you know, that's a good one. So let's break that apart, and we'll start on first on the quarterly stocks report. As we look at the quarterly stocks, I don't think we're going to see a lot of surprises. I know there's a lot of talk out there because of the action where we've seen more weakness in the old crop market than we have the new crop. A lot of people are saying, well, either the demand isn't there, or did they basically underestimate the size of last year's crop and it's actually going to find some bigger stock numbers. I personally don't think we're going to see too much of a change on the quarterly stocks. I think the bigger difference we're going to find is as we take a look at planted acreage. One of the things we know that because of the wetness that happened out in the, you know, the Ohio River Valley and also down into the Delta region, we know that maybe that had some impact on corn acres, but overall it sure feels like maybe the corn acres just a little bit bigger than what the planting intentions report would have shown. If that does happen, then that should mean that we come in and see a little bit smaller acres on the bean side, which unfortunately that put a little bit of pressure on the corn, but would sure help the bean market.
Well, Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this day. And, of course, have a wonderful weekend. It's Jeff Peterson joining us with Heartland Farm Partners on the American Ag Network.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Titan International, makers of Goodyear farm tires and the innovators of low sidewall technology. Part of what separates American agriculture from our competition around the world is our relatively easy access to financing. Rural lenders across the country provide credit and keep farms running. But are they making money? A new study from the University of Illinois provides clues. I'll have details after this.
Don't let your farm tires limit performance in the field. Ditch the duels. Super Single Goodyear Farm Tires featuring Titan LSW technology help growers unlock greater performance. Featuring a larger rim and smaller sidewall, LSW technology minimizes soil compaction and creates a smoother ride in and out of the field. Discover what farmers across the country already know. LSW tire technology promotes greater efficiency on your farm, offering performance gains that practically pay for themselves. Still not convinced? Our nationwide network of ag specialists have your back, providing air pressure recommendations and farm-specific advice to maximize performance and get the most out of your tire investment. Titan has you covered with a full lineup of tires to fit every application on your farm. Be sure to visit the Titan website and use our chat feature to talk with a tire expert. Visit titan-intl.com today.
Researchers at the University of Illinois recently took a deep dive into first quarter data from the FDIC to answer an important question. How profitable are commercial banks that lend to farmers? The short answer, profits are steady, but challenges remain, especially for banks most focused on agricultural lending. Of the more than 3,400 banks reporting agricultural loans, 949 were identified as agricultural banks, meaning at least 25% of their loan portfolio is tied up in farm real estate or production loans. The remaining 2,500-plus banks were considered non-agricultural. They lent to farmers, but less intensively. Overall, loan balances dipped in quarter one. At ag banks, operating loan balances dropped more than 6%, while farm real estate loans fell over 3%. Non-ag banks saw smaller declines in production loans and even a 2% increase in farm real estate lending. That shift may suggest some farmers are leaning more on larger or more diversified lenders in 2025. On profitability, the key metric for a bank is net interest margin, or NIM. It's the difference between what banks earn on their loans and what they pay for those deposits. Agricultural banks averaged an NIM of 3.62 in the first quarter. That's slightly below the 3.77% average for non-ag banks. Dr. Gerald Meshang, who authored the report, says ag lenders are still adjusting to the interest rate whiplash of recent years, from near zero rates in 2022 to over 5% in mid-2023, and now slowly trending down again. Banks, especially those smaller ones, are recalibrating their funding strategy. He writes, quote, "The narrowing spread between funding costs and returns on loans has compressed margins, especially at community banks. There's uncertainty ahead depending on what direction the Fed takes and how new domestic and trade policies play out. We'll all have more when we come back."
Okay, does this happen to anybody else? You sit down with a juicy QPC, some McNuggets, and those golden fries from McDonald's. Then you take a long sip of your Sprite because you can still hear your mama saying, "Don't fill up on that drink before you eat your food." But you're grown now, so you do what you want.
Mix and match a quarter pounder with cheese, Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, or 10-piece McNuggets. Get any two for just $7. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The 2025 Northern Wisconsin State Fair is back, July 9th through the 13th in Chippewa Falls. Experience 5 full days of rides, food, animals, free attractions, and family fun. Plus, the Line of Cougar Main Stage brings you Montgomery Gentry featuring Eddie Montgomery, Hairball, Flo Rida, and Foreigner. Get your tickets and details at NWSFA.com. Make it a summer to remember. We'll see you at the fair.
American farmers still have strong access to farm credit, but ag-focused banks, many of which are small and rural, are seeing tighter margins, and that change could impact loan availability or loan terms in the months ahead, especially if interest rate volatility continues. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Titan International, makers of Goodyear farm tires and the innovators of low sidewall technology. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Riverland Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with maybe a stray storm and lows in the upper 70s. This weekend, extreme heat warning. Mostly sunny, hot, breezy and humid. Highs mid-90s, heat index triple digits. Some storms Sunday night and Monday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 85.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I can't sleep. There ain't no sleep a-coming. I'm just lying here thinking about you. I'm in deep, falling deep into the picture in my mind of everything we're gonna do. Start to rise. I want to jump in my car, go wherever you are, cause I need you by my side. It's gonna be a long, hot summer. Wish you'd be together with your feet up on the dashboard now. Singing along with the radio, it's such a beautiful sound. And when the of my mind, I'm just waiting on the sun to go down, the sun to go down. I wanna see your brown skin shimmer in the sun for the first time. I gotta be the one who knows just what to do to you to get me that smile. One chance of meeting you walking by me on the street when I said hi. And that was the beginning of my heart spinning like these wheels in my head tonight. It's gonna be a long, hot summer. Wish you'd be together with your feet up on the dashboard now. Singing along with the radio, it's such a beautiful sound. And when you say my name, gone. She says, good country music will never steer you wrong. She talks to the truckers with the lights. Maybe just a little bit more on Saturday night. That's just enough to keep the highway bright. Yeah, mama knows the highway now by heart. She can see the rain before it starts. Looking clear through a windshield full of stars.
For local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Just one thing wrong. I can't go anywhere. stuck like a melody in my head, in the bed of my truck by the light of the midnight moon. Baby, I see you. Baby, I see you. Baby, I see you.
Cloud of dust that leads back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up loud. Got coolers in the back, tailgates down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. It's been on a tractor, ain't seen Becky all week. Somebody said they seen them headed down to the creek. Farmer Johnson's daughter's just pulled up in a Jeep. Man, he knows how to grow them if you know what I mean. Old Dave's getting loud, but he don't mean no harm. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. The gate, stay out of the beans. If it starts to rain, we'll just head to the barn. We're country boys and girls getting down on the farm. You can have a lot of fun in a New York minute, but there's some things you can't do inside those city limits. Ain't no closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Oh, let's get down, y'all. Stay out of that hay.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
They can all back off, 'cause I know what I want. And while I got your attention, did I mention if you got a kiss on your lips that you're looking for somebody to take? If you got a heart that ain't afraid to love, ain't afraid to pray. If you got a body not free and a shotgun, see, well, I'm just saying I ain't got nowhere to be. So baby, on your kiss, on your time, boy, I'm calling dibs. On your hand, on your heart, all mine. Make everybody jealous when I take you off the market and get my lipstick on your right cheek. 'Cause boy, I got a market, ooh, so they can all back off, yeah. 'Cause I know what I want, and while I got you listening,
you gotta find- If you got a heart that ain't afraid to love, ain't afraid to break. On your kiss, on your time, boy, I'm calling dibs. On your hand, on your heart.